This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Don't count your Gaddafis before they've flown the coop.
Of course, the people won the battle. Gaddafi is gone. He's not dead yet, but he's dead. He's gone.
Yesterday's fall of Tripoli moment for the rebels is today the story of a divided city. Libya's leader holds on, his nation a few neighborhoods now.
Muammar Gaddafi insists he's not going anywhere, although where he is exactly remains a state secret in Gaddafistan, where the mole people rule. Libya's underground regime, literally. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. There's underground and then there's underground in Libya. It's Tuesday, August 23rd.
And it went quickly from triumph to confusion in Tripoli. A surprise appearance last night changes the rebel narrative of their lightning victory.
We are here. This is our country. This is our country. This is our people. And we live here and we die here. And we are going to win.
That's the voice of Saif Gaddafi, the son and heir apparent to the Libyan dictator, a day after the rebels said they'd arrested him. He turned up in a government vehicle and spoke to foreign reporters at a Tripoli hotel.
The people are with us. That's why we are going to win. Look at them. Look at them in the seas, everywhere.
Saif Gaddafi's reappearance is a blow to the credibility of rebel leaders, and it comes just hours after another of Gaddafi's sons escaped house arrest. Saif claims his father is alive and well somewhere in the capital.
Tripoli is a city in nervous limbo this morning. The sound of gun battles in one neighborhood and scenes of jubilation just in the next neighborhood over. The reality is sketchy, but the rebels appear to control a majority of the city. This morning, forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi have mounted a street-by-street fight to regain control of the capital. They've attacked rebels' supply lines with heavy weapons and mortar fire, forcing the rebels to retreat from several neighborhoods. This rebel officer says Gaddafi needs to give up his fight.
We want to go with less blood, bleeding, no more blood. It's been enough blood going in this country.
In the past hour, explosions heard once again at the compound where Gaddafi is believed to be hiding.
Despite the confusion in Tripoli, President Obama says one thing is certain. There will be a change of power.
The Gaddafi regime is coming to an end, and the future of Libya is in the hands of its people.
In a half hour, we'll examine who exactly these rebels are and if their unity in taking down Gaddafi can remain as they rebuild their country. Another big story this morning, Hurricane Irene is now a Category 2 storm with winds of up to 100 miles per hour. Forecaster Stacy Stewart says all signs point toward Irene getting even stronger.
It's anticipated to remain over water once it gets into the Bahamas, and especially between the Bahamas and Florida, where the water is very warm. It would not be at all surprising if Irene does not go on and strengthen into a major hurricane.
In fact, Irene's expected to become a Category 4 hurricane later this week. Right now, it's on track to brush the coast of Florida and make landfall in South Carolina by this weekend.
Business story now. The president of Standard & Poor's says he will resign at the end of the year. The credit rating agency has been under fire since his historic downgrade of the U.S. credit rating last month. Asian and European markets are up this morning. Futures up once again today. The Dow starts at 10,997. The S&P opens at 1,194. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,454. Coming up this morning, economist and Nobel laureate Joseph Stiglitz joins us. Will children have a tougher financial road ahead of them compared to their parents? It's a global phenomenon. What are the signs of worry for your kids' future? We'll talk later this hour. Also, a broad look at Libya. Has our involvement ushered in a new style of fighting wars? And who are the rebel forces that toppled Gaddafi's regime? Will they stay united as they rebuild their country? There are 140 different tribes inside Libya. Could that produce chaos? Those conversations later this hour. Give us a call as the conversation rapidly turns to nation building in Libya. What role should the U.S. and the rest of the world take on? NATO started this. Who's going to finish it? Has the U.S. been too hasty in accepting the rebel forces? Call 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to our site, takeaway.org.
Come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.